Radio Prague News.
Police are questioning a former minister and senior police officers after a series of raids. Children at a refugee centre have worse conditions than inmates in Czech prisons, says the ombudswoman. And anti-gambling groups say the government wants to extract as much money as possible from addicts. The police's organised crime unit are questioning former Interior Minister Ivan Langer and senior police officers after a series of raids on Tuesday morning relating to the giving and receiving of bribes and abuse of office. Czech television said the police's internal affairs squad were questioning the deputy head of the anti-corruption police and the director of the criminal police. A search has been conducted of Mr. Langer's home in Olomouc, and a business partner of his, Ivan Kisali, has also been questioned. The extensive operation relates to the Ševětín solar power plant in South Bohemia, Czech TV said. The magazine Respekt recently reported that 100 million crowns had disappeared during its construction. Children at an asylum facility for refugees have worse living conditions than inmates in Czech prisons, says the country's ombudswoman, Anna Shabatova. After a visit on Tuesday morning, she called on the country's asylum facilities authority and the migration police to immediately improve conditions at the Biela Jezova centre in eastern Bohemia. Mrs. Shabatova said the children had inadequate clothing and were frightened by the constant presence of police and security guards at the facility, which she said did not meet basic hygiene standards. Biela Jezova at present houses 400 adults and 100 children. Anti-gambling organisations say the government is not interested in genuinely regulating the industry, but rather wants to extract the maximum possible money from those addicted to gambling machines. Speaking on Tuesday, representatives of Transparency International and Citizens Against Gambling said they weren't satisfied with the bill just approved by the government that would increase taxation on gambling machines. Well-known campaigner Mathieu Holan accused the Minister of Finance, Andrei Babiš, of making light of the impact of gambling and seeking only to line the state coffers with the new legislation. Anheuser-Busch InBev NV's purchase of Saab Miller, which owns the Czech brewery Plzeňský Prazdroj, won't impact the price or quality of the latter's beers in the Czech Republic, according to experts cited by the Czech news agency. Vladimír Balach of the Czech Union of Breweries and Malt Houses said the move would not affect the manufacturer of the brewery's Pilsner Urquell or Gambrinus brands. However, some experts believe the huge deal could help boost international sales of the Czech-produced brews, idnes.cz reported. Speaking ahead of a soccer game between the Netherlands and the Czech Republic on Tuesday night, Czech coach Pavel Vrba said he had supported the Holland team featuring Johan Cruyff as a child and remained a fan of Dutch football. Vrba said he wished the Netherlands could qualify for Euro 2016, but said that the Czechs aim to win every game they played. The Dutch need to win to keep alive their hopes of reaching the playoffs for Euro 2016. The Czech team qualified for the tournament with two games to spare. My name is Ian Willoughby, and that's the end of the news.
This is Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, with me, Jan Bellinger. Coming up in today's program: the anti-corruption police have detained a former interior minister and others in a case tied to the country's third-largest solar power plant. We also look at the winning entries in this year's Czech press photo. And in the second half, chess players match wits during a five-day train journey. The anti-corruption police squad has cracked down in a case involving the country's third-largest solar power plant, arresting several people in early morning raids on Tuesday. The gravity of the emerging corruption case is documented by the fact that among those detained is former Interior Minister Ivan Langer, as well as a regional deputy police chief. Daniela Lazarova has the details.
The operation, codenamed Vidkun, was launched at daybreak on Tuesday with raids and arrests in several parts of the country. As details of the operation filtered through to the media, it emerged that this latest corruption case to explode on the Czech political scene revolves around the country's third largest solar power plant, Ševětín, in South Bohemia, which was put into operation in 2010 under a generous government renewable energy support scheme. The plant, which supplies energy to 8,000 households in southern Bohemia and is owned by the state-owned power utility ČEZ, has aroused suspicion of corruption in the past and had been under police scrutiny for some time. 2 years ago, the Energy Regulatory Office indicated that it had found irregularities in the license-granting procedure regarding several solar plants, among them Ševětín. ČEZ confirmed that this led to a police investigation, saying it had been asked to provide the relevant materials with regard to several solar companies it owned and had complied with the request. Last week, the weekly Respekt predicted a police crackdown at Ševětín, indicating there were serious suspicions surrounding the plant, such as the fact that 5 years ago, ČEZ purchased it for a far higher sum than was its market price. The weekly claims police are now investigating the transfer of 100 million crowns that was allegedly paid to one of the guarantors of the solar plant supervising its completion. Part of the money allegedly ended up at a Prague lawyer's office, where the former interior minister Ivan Langer was employed until 2010. The police operation is under the supervision of the Supreme State Attorney's Office in Olomouc. The Supreme State Attorney, Ivo Istvan, told journalists the case pertained to abuse of office and bribery. According to the Daily Pravo, the investigators are targeting not only former politicians, but high-placed members of the police force as well. Among those detained in Tuesday's raids are the former Interior Minister Ivan Langer and an Olomouc regional deputy police chief. One of the raids was also conducted at the police presidium, and the police are questioning the head of the criminal police, Yuri Pospíšek, and deputy head of the anti-corruption police, Yuri Jach. The officers targeted in the investigation are suspected of having covered up dubious transactions in the solar power business.
And Daniela Lazareva with that report. The winners of the annual Czech Press photo competition were announced on Monday. The main prize goes to Mladá fronta Dnes photographer Jan Zátorský for his photo of migrants trying to cross the Serb-Hungarian border. The topic that clearly prevailed in this year's competition was the migrant crisis. Ruth Frankova has more.
The international jury in this year's 21st Czech Press photo competition selected from 3,700 photographs submitted by around 300 Czech and Slovak authors. The winning picture by photographer Jan Zátorský was taken in September of this year and won both the main prize, the Crystal Eye Award for Photograph of the Year, and Best Picture in the Spot News category. I asked the chairman of the jury, photographer Petr Josek, if the decision was a unanimous one.
In the beginning, we had some kind of arguments, you know, and not everyone was for this picture, and there were some kind of different proposals. But, you know, after the kind of debates and discussions, you know, we eliminated the ones. My point of view were not that strong like that one, and then basically, you know, we came to the conclusion of to pick this one as a picture of the year. You know, the Russian people and the faces and the desperation in faces and all this, you know, mess and chaos in the picture, you know, which is basically, you know, framing a really nice image, you know, so that all just told me in the beginning this could be a picture of the year because on my point of view it did really describe the situation of this exodus pretty well.
While the spot news and general news categories were dominated by the migrant crisis, the head of the Czech Press Photo, Daniela Mrázková, says there were some other major themes covered this year, including the situation in Ukraine and Russia and the war in Syria. The head of the jury, Petr Josek, says that he was most impressed by a series called Havana Cars by Czech news agency photographer Roman Vondroš, who won the Everyday Life category.
I really like this daily life pictures for Havana, when you have this like kind of series of pictures, you know, showing this 60 years or 50 years old limousines in Havana, and I found that picture like really, like visually very attractive and very nice and colorful, really like very, very good mood. And one of the jury members said that this is music for me. You know? So that was a really like nice story.
Among the domestic topics that dominated in this year's Czech press photo was last year's demonstration against President Miloš Zeman, photographed by Petr David Josek. The photo captures the president's security team protecting the head of state with umbrellas from eggs being thrown by the protesters. A year-long grant awarded by Prague City Hall for capturing the transformation of the Czech capital was given this year to Martin Frous from the Charles University for his pictures of the reconstruction of the Jan Hus Memorial at Prague's Old Town Square. The best photographs of this year's Czech press photo competition will be on view at the Old Town Hall from mid-December until the end of January 2016.
Ruth Frankova there with the results of this year's Czech press photo. It should be interesting to see some of those photographs on exhibit once they go on view. And of course, you can look them up online. And Ruth is going to stay with us for today's In Focus. But just a quick reminder that if you'd like to comment on anything you've heard in today's show so far, the address to write to is english@radio.cz. Now, for the fifth year in a row, the Prague Czech Chess Association, in cooperation with Czech Railways, has organized a rather unusual international chess tournament. It takes place aboard a train that goes from Prague to Vienna and back. Ruth Frankova went to check out the event and has more in this edition of In Focus.
On Friday morning, chess players from all over the world started gathering at Prague's main train station to enroll for the fifth chess train tournament. The special chess train, which is to host the tournament over the next 5 days, is already standing at Platform 1, waiting for the players to get on board. A record number of participants have registered this year, including Grandmasters Julio Sadora from the Philippines, Lars Karlsson of Sweden and Jan Plachetka of Slovakia. Among the players to board the train this year, albeit only as a guest, is last year's winner of the tournament, Australian chess champion Ian Rogers, who says the chess train tournament is one of a kind.
Well, it's the only tournament of its type. A lot of people, I guess, take boat cruises around to various islands, and this is like travelling around Central Europe, enjoying yourself. The train is very pleasant. It's even more fun when you don't play. You can sit in the restaurant car and drink coffees. So it's a great experience. Many people who've been on it come back year after year, and my first year was last year, and I'm coming back.
Obviously, you won last year, but I wanted to ask you whether playing chess on a train is any different from other tournaments, whether it's perhaps harder to focus when you are travelling.
It's very different, and it's one reason why I thought I could come out of retirement to try and play, because I thought it would be not very stressful, but ultimately you're still trying to win, so it was tricky. But for example, in this tournament, although it's a fairly fast time limit, they ask you to write down your moves just in case the train breaks and all the pieces go flying. Then everyone knows where the pieces still are. I won the tournament last year because at a critical moment the train went around a corner and the sun came through into one of the players' eyes, and he was waving to get the curtains closed, and while he was waving he lost on time, and that's how I won the tournament last year. So these sort of problems don't happen in normal events.
Which place are you looking forward to particularly this year along the route?
I'm meeting friends in Bratislava, where I haven't been for quite a while, so that will be very pleasant. But Wroclaw is the main city that I haven't been to before. And last year, the best place on the train was Trenčín, where I'd never even heard of the place, and it was a real revelation. The other thing I'm hoping is that, like last year, at some point the train will stop in a little village or a town and say, OK, you've got 1 hour to explore, and everybody gets off and has a look around, and who knows where this place will be, but it was very pleasant last year when we did this.
While Ian Rogers came from Australia just to enjoy the journey across Central Europe, Slovak chess champion Jan Plachetka, who is attending already for the third time, is one of the front runners of this year's competition.
You know, when I was a little boy, I was a big fan of trains. We have the train railway not far from my house, and I was fascinated by trains. There were vapor locomotives, but it was also my dream to be connected with trains. So it is something like fulfilling of my child's dreams. And you connected with chess.
So it combines both of your passions, I
yes,
guess.
Yes, yes, that's right.
What about playing chess on a train? Is it more difficult to focus when you are on a train than in a normal tournament?
Yeah, conditions are a little bit another. It is not the same, but in principle, the conditions are same for everybody, and there is no big handicap to play chess. My only handicap is my age, because nowadays chess is a play of young people, but seniors can play too.
On the occasion of the departure of the fifth chess train, the JLV company, which provides catering on Czech Railways trains, introduced a special sticker with a sign Tady se hrají šachy, or Here we play chess. From now on, it will mark trains where chess will be available for passengers. I spoke to the company's managing director, Bohumír Bárta.
My jsme nabízeli šachy cestujícím v lůžkových vozech.
We used to offer chess on our long-distance trains in the past, especially on the train from Prague to Moscow. At a time when there were no PlayStations, computers or smartphones, chess was one of the few entertainments on the train. After 1989, the tradition was interrupted, so we decided to run a pilot project on the train from Prague to Krakow to see if people are interested and to see how they react.
At 10 o'clock sharp, all chess players and their entourage are on board the chess train, heading to Dresden, the first destination along their journey. I get on board as well to meet Pavel Matocha, the man behind the whole project, and the head of the Prague Chess Association, to find out more about the history of the tournament.
The chess train started 5 years ago. In the beginning, there were nice idea, big dream of me and my friends. We wanted to organize this event, and we were happy that managing director of Czech Railways understood that this idea is really unique. There is no other chess train in history, not even in Czech Republic, but also in the world. And because of it, chess train is very popular, and you can see that year by year, there is more and more chess player. This year, we have 120 chess player inside.
Yeah, I believe you also had to add an extra car to accommodate all the people who were interested.
Yes, exactly. Because formerly, there were maximum capacity of 100 chess players. But in May or in June, we saw that there is so much chess player that would like to travel with us, that together with Czech Railways we were looking how to solve it, and finally could add another car.
So can you tell me a little bit about the chess train? How is it organized?
Chess train consists of 11 cars. There are playing halls, 6 cars are playing hall. There are 2 dining cars, 1 luggage car, 1 car for arbiters and staff, and the last car is for non-chess players that are just visitors and our guests.
And I believe the cars are named after famous world chess players, is that right?
Yes, the cars are named according to world chess champions. We started with the first world chess champion, who was Wilhelm Steinitz. Wilhelm Steinitz was born in Prague, so I think it's great that chess train starts in Prague. And after Wilhelm Steinitz, there were Lasker, Capablanca, Aliechin and other chess players. And actually, we have 11 cars this year. We finish with Bobby Fischer.
How many world chess champions actually are there?
In the history, we have 16 world chess champions. It means that we can add some more wagons in the future, and that the maximum capacity of chess train would be 16 cars.
Who can actually take part in the chess train tournament?
everybody because chess train tournament is open. It means that there are no restrictions. There are amateurs, but also grandmasters.
Now, I believe this is a rapid chess tournament. Can you explain me the basic rules of this game? How is it different from ordinary chess games?
The main difference is in time limit. Normal game takes from 3 to 6 hours, and rapid chess games takes less than 1 hour.
And finally, can you tell me a little bit about the route? Where does the train stop this year?
This year we are traveling from Prague to Dresden, from Dresden to Bratislava, to Wroclaw, from Wroclaw to Bratislava, from Bratislava to Vienna and back to Prague.
The chess train tournament closes on Tuesday afternoon when the chess train returns to Prague's main train station, where this year's winners will be announced.
Rut Frankova aboard the Czech chess train, which made the journey from Prague to Vienna and back. Sounds like good stuff there for fans of chess. A great chance to meet other players and to test their wits. That's it. That's all we have time for in today's program. I'm Jan Wellinger for all of us here at Radio Prague. Thank you for joining us this day, and take care.